Late to U.S. Senator and war hero John McCain laid to rest at his alma mater, the U.S. Naval Academy. At a private memorial Saturday in Washington's National Cathedral, his daughter, Megan, spoke.
The America of John McCain is generous and welcoming and bold. She is resourceful and confident and secure. She meets her responsibilities. She speaks quietly because she is strong. America does not boast because she has no need to. The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
McCain died last Saturday at the age of 81 after a year-long battle with brain cancer. According to the outgoing commander of U.S. forces in the country, Russia is not giving up on efforts to destabilize Afghanistan and drive divisions between the United States and its coalition partners. General John Nicholson, scheduled to step down this Sunday after serving in the position for more than 2 years, before relinquishing the command. It took time to cast doubts on Russia's intentions in the region despite recent overtures from Moscow to help the Taliban reconcile with the Afghan government. U.S. and Afghan officials have previously accused Russia of meddling in Afghanistan by providing Taliban insurgents with both weapons and training. A string of powerful blasts from the direction of the military airport in Damascus could be seen in the early mornings. This Sunday, the airport has been targeted in a number of airstrikes in recent years that the government has blamed on Israel. The chief of the United Nations agency that helps Palestinian refugees has written an open letter to the refugees and the agency staff following the announcement by the U.S. that it will stop financial contribution to the agency. He said the U.S. decision will only strengthen their resolve to do whatever they can to help Palestinian refugees. This is VOA News. Arab media is reporting